Welcome to Celestial Citizen Podcast. I'm your host, Britt Duffy Adkins, and I'm humbled to present to you a very special project that our team has been working on to bring attention to gender discrimination and sexual harassment within the space industry. This is Take Up Space. A four-part companion podcast series to our short film by the same title that spotlights the firsthand accounts of eight anonymous women and non-binary individuals from across the space industry and what their experiences have been with gender discrimination and sexual harassment. This film and special podcast series reveals the current climate for gender minorities in a male-dominated space and just how much work still has to be done to make humanity's future on and off Earth more inclusive. Here is part one, Not Technical Enough. So how would you describe the current climate for women in STEM and women in space right now?
Very cloudy.
I don't think we've come far enough. Women are allowed to be in the room, but they're going to be made to feel uncomfortable if they're there, especially if they have opinions.
The climate definitely feels like it's getting better, but we have a long way to go. You can go on Twitter and you can see the stories from women about things they're encountering in their workplace or experiences that female students are having with male professors. And women shouldn't just want this to be better. Everybody should want this to be better because we're risking losing so many talented people who want to be there.
The United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs reports that globally, women make up only 11% of astronauts, 20% of space industry workers, and 29% of researchers, scientists, and engineers.
There are efforts in place, such as this one, that are calling out the attention to the issue and changing something within the industry. I see too many news articles that just talk about how this is still an issue. And I'm like, we know this is an issue and we've known for 50 something years.
Recently we saw WALL-E. She went to space and I think that was a huge achievement for all of us because we're seeing someone who has worked her entire life and finally she was able to go and make her dreams come true. But those are one of those few incidences where women have triumphed. But who's to account for all those women who have given up in that process because people did not give them the opportunity, because society told them that other things are important and they should abandon their passion for something else?
Did you ever doubt or question whether or not you belonged in the space industry?
Every day. It's not something that it happens just once.
Compared to other regions, Africa may not be as technologically advanced. So sometimes I do feel the weight of having to prove my expertise. And as a Black woman, having role models and having people to connect with was often very difficult, and it made me feel like I was very out of place.
After I had my experience with harassment in my very first job in the field, it was extremely demoralizing, and I wondered if I should stick around at all. Like, was my love of space worth being treated like that and putting up with that kind of behavior?
I am 41, and for the majority of my adulthood, I actually never envisioned it a possibility to work in the space industry itself. Having that mindset, it kind of stunted my growth, so to speak, and kept me from what possible trajectory I could have had.
Starting off, I didn't doubt myself at all, and to this day, I'm fairly confident in my abilities, but there are some times where I do kind of feel either a bit isolated or just feel not as confident because I think people don't think that I'm capable.
Growing up, I was always told that being a girl, it was hard for me to pursue a degree in engineering and STEM because that was traditionally what boys did. And so even when my parents were very supportive of my dreams, there were people around us who would keep telling them that it was a very bad investment and I should probably pursue something else.
I really seriously considered dropping aerospace engineering from my majors because there were so many instances and situations where I felt like I was constantly pushed out of the places that I was taught were the ones that I needed to be in, like to prove myself in those spaces, which made me think that maybe I was not meant to be in them at all.
Have you ever felt invisible in this industry?
A lot. I question myself every day, should you really continue this field? Maybe, for example, design that has more female in it and I can enter from that. And when I get comfortable, I can switch or I can reroute myself to more engineering field. But my male classmates, they don't think like this, despite they have the same background.
I'll suggest improvements and the manager will just say, okay, well, we'll think about it. But if a male coworker suggests something, it's brought up, the male coworkers are promoted, and you're invisible. You're not seen.
I felt isolated a lot during my degree, but I didn't realize exactly why I felt that way. So when I found making friends with other women a lot easier, and I felt a lot more comfortable talking to them. So I think the fact that it was male-dominated definitely had an impact on my experience.
There's something systemic that has happened in society somewhere along the way that has like taught people that some of these roles are lower or they're not as important or they don't have value because they're not this strapping man in the suit that's come to the boardroom and has done all these great things. And I'm like, where have we lost something as a society where we place value in those things? Because those are earthly things that really don't matter. What we should be looking at is the internal, what makes the person a person.
So have you ever been belittled or disrespected personally based on your gender in specifically academia or in a workplace?
Yes, a lot. I would say even by people in the HR department, the people who are supposed to make you feel safe. If I've gone to HR with an issue, I have been asked, you know, are you just being too sensitive to this issue?
I have been reminded on more than one occasion that the opportunities that I've had are most likely because the people that gave me these opportunities, who in most cases were men, simply wanted to take advantage of me and were expecting something in return.
I remember being involved in robotics projects, and every time I would say, let's do this design or let's change the certain part because it doesn't work or doesn't function, nobody would listen to me. If a boy, he gave the same exact suggestion or he listened to what I said and did just built up like an extra idea on it, he would be given all the credit.
I had a coworker once. He had less experience, less education, promoted before I was. And then when I got to be promoted to the same position, it was his word over mine. He knew what he was talking about. Me as a female, oh, you still have so much more to learn. You don't really know what you're talking about.
I absolutely felt like I had a target on my back. Everything that I did was being scrutinized. Any opportunity that there was to throw a wrench in the works to try to make me even more miserable, the company would try to do. It was being orchestrated by the owner of the company, human resources, my boss. Two of the people in that chain of three people were also women, and that I think was what made it even more heartbreaking.
So as a woman of color, how has your experience differed from that of your white female colleagues?
I have found that men of color who have been in similar spaces as me, sometimes I still feel like I'm still treated like more unfairly. So sometimes I do think it's gender, especially in the space field. I do think that men overall tend to be seen as the more technical ones and the ones that are better at physics and engineering and all those quote-unquote hard STEM subjects.
There have been so many instances where actually white women have told me to go ahead and like apply for this, check this out, maybe do this project, while other women of color, because they have been oppressed for so long, they don't think my efforts are going to be fruitful, and so they discourage me.
Africa has a number of challenges already that it's dealing with, but also a number of stereotypes that it has to fight against, especially when it concerns technology and advancement. So I felt that I didn't have as much of a say in what was happening, especially in the global space industry.
Have you ever felt pressure to work twice as hard to get half the amount of recognition or opportunities as your male coworkers?
Way more than twice hard. They were just thinking because they are male, assume that I don't know as much as them. I know even more than them because I had more years of experience before entering my field.
I knew that I was making significantly less salary than two of my three male counterparts. And I went to our manager. He put me off a couple times, and I kept going back asking, okay, what do I need to provide to you so you can advocate me up the chain to your manager to get approval for the wages that I should be earning as equal to my peers?
So I tried to be very measured. I try sometimes not to speak in a high-pitched voice and sound more assertive and in control. As an African, I go to great lengths to sound eloquent and informed.
Have you ever outright been told you're not technical enough?
For the interview for the first or second week of the job, they say that, hey, we expect lots of technical aspects and blah, blah, blah. And when they actually see my reports, they say, oh, we didn't expect this. That is way better than we wanted.
I've had people being very surprised when I tell them what I do, what I've studied, that I have a background in astrophysics, that I have a master's degree in astrophysics. Sometimes it seems a bit condescending, like, wow, I didn't expect you to say, like, that's what you've done.
I dated a guy in college, and we were in the same class. And he's a very smart individual, and for some reason I was not understanding the homework. And we were doing homework together, and I very, very vividly remember him saying, you better hope I don't break up with you because you'll never graduate from this school. If I do.
Thank you for listening to part one of Take Up Space. We invite you to continue with the next installment of this series, part two, Dark Space. We encourage you to check out our award-winning short film from which this podcast series was created. Take Up Space can be viewed on the Celestial Citizen YouTube channel. If you have questions or would like to get in touch with our team, please reach out to us at info@celestialcitizen.com. Remember that every person is responsible for making this world and those that lie beyond a better place. If you are in a position to help someone who might be facing discrimination, harassment, or is being abused, then please take action. And if you are a woman or non-binary individual in this industry that is experiencing harassment today, we stand with you. Please don't give up. Space needs you.